coach on the road with the Major League Baseball stars of the game. And I got the man here for the White Sox. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Nicky Lopez.
Okay, we got to introduce you to our Chicagoans because I understand you're from Naperville.
I am. I'm from Naperville. Well, born and raised in Bolingbrook, went to Naperville schools. I went to Naperville Central High School. Then I went to Creighton after high school in Omaha, Nebraska, and then now we're here.
So you've just been all over the world, huh?
All over, yeah. That's a good thing about baseball. You get to go places that you never thought you would go.
So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. It's been, you know, a dream come true. Made my debut in 2019, and ever since then been up in the big leagues. You know, this is my fifth year, and now we're playing in my hometown, which is awesome. So back home, playing in front of fans that, you know, I was one of them when I was a young kid, so it's been pretty special.
So, you know, a lot of people don't understand the life of a major league ball player's average 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on your fifth-plus season.
I mean,
what's the key to your longevity?
I think it's just availability, you know, being available, being able to be coachable, but also being, you know, able to be inserted in the lineup. You know, I've been blessed enough, you know, knock on wood, to be healthy my whole career. You know, the only time I've ever spent on the IL is because I had my appendix out, which, you know, you can't control that. So,
sound a little tough.
Yeah, couldn't control that. But just being available, being able to do the small things right. But I think also more importantly, just knowing who you are. You know, I'm not a guy who's going to go up there and try to hit home runs, because that's not the type of player I am.
Like you got some pop in your back.
Somewhere in there. No, but it's... I'm the type of player who gets on base, plays really good defense, does the small things right.
You know, I used to coach college baseball. Mm-hmm. I scouted for 5 major league teams. I would always tell my guys, the only difference in the major league from college to high school, minor league,
mm-hmm.
is the competition become better and you eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Yeah. No, you're right. The competition definitely does get better. There's no easy days in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. You know, every single day you're going to get their best, which is awesome. And it just kind of... you know, it boosts your confidence. It boosts, you know, your competitiveness every single day. And you know, who doesn't like a challenge, kind of thing? So it's been tough, but you know, you have your highs and lows, and that's just how life is.
So how do you deal with those highs and lows?
That's the thing, is that you gotta be able to, you know, be able to take a step away from baseball. You gotta be able to, you know, find, you know, support staff, you know, whether it's your family, you know, girlfriend, wife, whatever it may be, video games. You know, I play video games just to get my mind away from baseball. Because baseball is tough, it's strenuous. And so if you're kind of consumed with it all the time, it can eat you up a little bit. And so, just being able to, you know, find, you know, life outside of it is essential.
And a couple more questions. I know you're gonna get ready for the game. Being a former major league scout, I know it's all about being discovered, somebody knowing about you. How did you get on the scout's radar?
So I went to play summer college baseball in Thomasville High Toms. It's in the Coastal Plains League. Didn't have any offers. It's my sophomore year going into my junior year, and I had a really good year, and I made the all-star team there, and we played against Team USA, and then I had a really good game against Team USA, and next thing you know, going into my junior year, you know, that summer, the end of that summer, I started getting, you know, 10, 15 letters, meetings with MLB scouts, and then had a good junior year, and then the rest was history. I left after my junior year. I was drafted in the 5th round. By the Kansas City Royals. So it was, I think that summer kind of put me on the map.
Sound like you was the man.
It was good. It was good. It was, you know, I wouldn't take anything back. It was awesome. It was kind of right place at the right time, and, you know, play the game hard. You never know who's watching.
All right, last question. Let me take you back. You get that call, you go into the big leagues, walk in that locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
It was unbelievable. You know, I just remember that whole day, getting to the field. You know, they had, you know, some clubbies waiting for me, taking my bags, driving me down to the locker room. I walk in the locker room, seeing, you know, at that time it was, you know, Alex Gordon and Salvador Perez, and, you know, guys that I grew up watching, and then now I'm in the same locker room as them, and it was a dream come true. And then, you know, being slated in yeah, you're going to play this, you know, today against the Texas Rangers. And it was not nerves, but it was a ton of, you know, I was anxious, you know, I had those butterflies, and it was a feeling I will never forget, for sure.
Did you cry?
I think I did afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards. Mama cry?
I think I cried when I got the call. We were in Des Moines, Iowa, AAA, and my AAA coach called my mom with me, and hearing my mom cry, then that got me. So it was crazy. Yeah, it was awesome.
Coach with the man, Nicky Lopez.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Notice of open baseball tryouts. Independent Baseball League, a league of our own, looking for players, 60 spots to fill. For registration information, 205-264-1468. Or www.aleagueofourown247.com. A League of Our Own, 205-264-1468. Or www.aleagueofourown247.com.